Hello, Peaceful Millionaires. I'm so excited to be back on the podcast to introduce my client, Sarah. And I'm going to have you just introduce yourself because I want to dive right into the results. I'm really excited for you to hear this interview because Sarah is just like so many of the people that I've been talking to, where she came to me with a lot of services going on in her agency. A busy parent to a young child, just like dealing with a lot of moving pieces, a big team, all of the things. And we've been able to help her really simplify to increase her recurring revenue, get all the bills covered easily to get out of like that financial stress and things like that with her business. And I want to dive right in. So, Sarah, please introduce yourself to those who don't know you.
So I am the owner of Upswept Creative, and we're doing websites and social media are our focuses for service-based businesses. And there's always some nonprofits in the mix, which is really cool. I love that we can do some cool community work that actually supports our values and things we want to see in the world. But I very much started out doing all the things, and I've been in business for like 10, 12 years, and it's just been like gradually ratcheting down. I feel like I feel like in these past few months it's been like, okay, let's really just clear the table and simplify everything. So it's been really refreshing.
Ah, so good. When you came to me, I remember when I looked at your website, you were doing literally everything. Like you were doing emails, social media, website, copywriting, all the things. And I think that's so common for agency owners. They want to be this one-stop shop for everything that people need, but that ends up not helping you or the client. Like I remember you were saying, I have, all these different clients that are, some of them are always going over deadline. They're always taking up all my team's time, this, and that. So tell me, let's just backtrack a little bit. Tell me about why you joined Million Dollar CEO. Like, what was your immediate goal with or initial goal with Million Dollar CEO?
I think I was just really like, I'm kind of a systems jork anyway. Like part of why I do websites is because I have that opportunity to be like, okay, what kind of architecture makes sense? What kind of system is going to make this easier for you to maintain? And I love diving into that stuff, and I know, so I have that built-in understanding of like, what things like systems and automation can do for folks. And so I was excited to like apply that to my own life and really like get some structure around everything I'm doing. 'Cause I'm very ADHD. Like I will just like jump on Slack and be like, I just had this shower thought, y'all. Here, let me tell you about it. And so if anything goes outside of my routine, then like it can become chaos really quickly. And so like having more structures in place is, how I stay in that nice high functioning space.
Yeah, I love that you said that. I was just on live and someone had asked about like what if I'm neurodivergent and things like that. I was like, especially then you need systems. Like I am too, super neurodivergent in so many ways, and I'm the same. And you definitely need systems. So I love that you said that. Yeah, you definitely came in, you got some structure. Really, the first thing we worked on was your team. With you because you had your team and your offer. You had a big team. Can you tell us what the structure of your team was then versus what it is now?
So my team, I've had a social media manager, and I've had a web developer, and then her job title is project manager, but there's a little bit of admin stuff in there. And I think that it's not necessarily that like the team has changed, but the clarity around what each of them are doing has changed, and it has like enabled me to be like less involved in every single little thing. Like I've had multiple times where like my kid gets sick at and has to be out of daycare for a couple of days, and you know, I that used to be the sort of thing where I'd be like, oh, I'm trying to like write emails or write code in between, you know, during nap time, and like I just and yeah, now I feel like I just feel more assured that like things are still getting handled because my team knows what to do, and you know, I get to you know, take some of the pressure off of myself.
Thank you for saying that, because I do remember, I just remembered, we did talk about you had the team member, like it wasn't, you had the people were there, but it was how you were utilizing them to where you still didn't have a lot of support. And I remember they were doing like 10, 15, sometimes 20 hours a week in your business, but you're like, I'm still working a lot and I'm not making the money that I want to cover everything. So it's like, what's the point of this team and all these people if I'm not doing that? And so we were able to better utilize them. I love that you said like now you feel actually comfortable to allow for the things in life that come up, like the kid getting sick. Like you can't plan for that. You can't always SOP that moment. But I love that you feel like at peace and comfortable to be able to walk away and it's going to be okay. I remember you posted a win like that in the channel where you were like, my kid got sick and this happened and that happened. And like, I came back and my project manager was running everything. So I love that. So good. So good. So we started fully utilizing your team and then we were working on your offer, but you had a moment where you had asked, you were like, okay, I feel because you're a systems person, right? And this is common. This is very common with my clients where when they start to set some things up and restructure things, they start to go to the mindset of, I need to focus on sales now, right? And like, that's all I need to focus on. That's it. And let me be clear to everyone listening. You should always focus on sales. You should always focus on that, right? Marketing and selling in your business. That's our entire goal, is to get you to be able to do that more. But you were like, that's all I need to focus on. I just need to like spend my attention here. And I remember coaching you on, these are all the reasons you're not making the money you want to that are team systems and mindset related. And I remember saying specifically, like, you got bigger problems than sales. Like you actually have bigger problems than sales. And I have to say, that's hard coaching to get, like not easy coaching to get. And you were so coachable. And you were like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to try it. And I saw you then in the Slack channel, like working on your offer, working on your team, figuring out how to reduce their hours, figuring out the systems and things like that. Because again, y'all, just because you have an SOP doesn't mean that your team is working the hours they should, or your clients are getting the services they should, or et cetera. And next thing I knew, you put in your 90, I will never forget, because I actually cried. I really cried over this 90-day progress report. I was so happy. Next thing I knew, you sent in your 90-day progress report and you were like, I am, at the time it was Q3 of like that year. It was Q3 of last year. You were like, I am fully booked with my recurring revenue to where all the bills are going to be paid all the way through Q2. And I was like, oh, that's what I do it for. Like, I just was like, so it's still one of my favorite progress reports I've ever gotten. Like, I just was so happy. Can you tell us about that? Like, tell us about that process. Yeah. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. I think that the thing that I probably struggled with the most in terms of just reshaping the offers is that, you know, my, like kind of my gateway drug to marketing, I call myself like a website nerd that accidentally became a marketer, because that's basically what happened. So, you know, websites have always been just like where I live the most and where I feel the most expert, and social media is like, I understand it too. I feel comfortable directing it, but I think I always had a certain like hesitation around like, you know, this is the offer that I'm going to go really hard on. But then, yeah, you suggested to me that, that, you know, I think this is actually your, this is actually going to be like your retainer, your bill paying offer. And it's not, you know, it's not whatever little website maintenance things you do after you build out people's websites. It's the social media. And at that point, yeah, once I like sat with that discomfort, then yeah, that was when I'm like, okay, well, let's really see what it looks like to go all in on this. And yeah, I think we ended up solving a lot of like the ongoing issues that I think I had with the service in the first place. Cause yeah, I mean, one is that, it was very much like, just like, oh, we're pricing it kind of in this range and we're like hyper customizing it to everyone. And it was just hard to like even keep a handle on like who gets what. So we really just broke it down into two tiers, and like it was really clearly like now it's much more clearly defined than it's like, okay, we've got the coaching tier and like they're handling the content creation, but we're like gonna schedule, we're gonna do the strategy, we're gonna run the analytics reporting, all of the technical stuff that people don't want to bother with, or we do everything and we include the content creation and like, and yeah, just like having that clear delineation. And it's made it easier for my team to understand, and it's made it easier to talk about. Like I just updated the copy on my website and like, this is so much better. People actually know what they're getting now. Because it feels like weird, and it feels weird and mushy to like use like vague language around what I'm offering. I'm like, I know what I'm doing, but I know what I'm offering, but like, but yeah, just being able to knowing what you're doing and like being able to talk about it are two different things sometimes.
Yeah, I love that you said that because it's like you doing the solving the root problem, which was the offer, actually solved for your marketing and your selling, right? Like it
Yeah.
bowling balled it and it actually made your marketing and selling better because you solved that root problem. And just for context, y'all, so the way that Sarah had it structured, I just remembered that you had website maintenance packages for like $100 a month. Like that completely, because you're so like, you're just so far in a good way from that point that I just completely forgot until now. You had website projects, very large, like higher ticket price projects, and then you had website maintenance packages for like between, I remember it was pretty low, like $50 to $100 a month, all different price points and things like that. And then you also had your retainers and like, they were all over the place. So this is good. So this is very common for agency owners, for everyone listening, when they come to me, they have these different like price points. And if you do this package, it's this much. And this package, it's that much. And I have this kind of retainer and that kind of retainer. So you had like this email retainer, this social media retainer. And I remember telling you, you would simplify your finances so much and make so much more if you simplified all of this and only had two offers. But then also, you reminded me as well, the website maintenance, it's not essential to your client. So it's one of those things where I'm like, yeah, you're making, $50 to $100 a month. Yeah, people are buying into it, but what if they bought into a closer to a four, either like just under four figures or four figure offer because it was essential to them and they paid you that much every single month? And that's when we came up with the social media retainer, which you were kind of already doing, but you needed to lean more on. And now it converts so much higher. Like you were a few times you've posted wins in Slack being like, I got another social media retainer client. Like it's been so much easier to convert this one. So I want everyone to hear how you may have an offer that's technically selling, and you might think, I'm like, oh, I'm doing good because, or this is a good offer because it does sell and my clients do like it. But it doesn't mean it's the best thing for your clients, and it doesn't mean it's the best thing for your business, because I'm sure your clients are way happier now getting all their social media done than just having a website maintenance package. All your new clients. So, so good. So good. I love the work we do. I love it. Okay. Systems. When it comes to, so you're a systems person, and I love talking to y'all because y'all are the ones that like don't even realize how many more systems you could be working on. Tell me about some of your favorite systems work you've done inside the program.
Yeah, I think that the things I've been able to do is that, okay, having a brain fart. I'm gonna pull up some stuff and remind me because I feel like there's been so much. But
You have done a
yeah,
lot of some
there's a,
support.
yeah,
You've done a
yeah.
lot.
There was actually, there's actually something that had come up on a few conversations with my team was yeah, what do we do if one of us is out of office? Because we kind of have our own little areas of expertise. And so yeah, one thing I was able to do pretty quickly was my social media manager just wrote out a big document of like, okay, here's what I generally do when I'm running social media for clients, and we're able to like turn that into SOPs for all the different pieces so that my project manager, who actually has experience with like social media and email marketing, she can go in and make sure that things are getting done and scheduled when they need to be, and sort of cover that base so that we can actually take time off when we need it, which
I
is
love
really
that.
nice.
Being able
Yeah.
to, that's such a game-changing system, like, and so simple actually, really just documenting what another team member does and having the, I like that you're building the company culture, and we do talk about this in the program, building the company culture of anyone can do any role so that nobody is ever in a position where they have to take on work. And what I really like is that you already have an assignee for if that person goes out, it goes to the project manager, not to you. So I love that it's not going, it's never going back to you, which is really, really important when you're trying to be CEO optional, obviously. What has been your biggest breakthrough in the program, would you say?
That's like, I feel like there's a lot I could pick from.
You mentioned, oh, you did mention in the green room mothering your team.
Oh yeah. So, oh yeah, I think it was, yeah, I was just saying in a team meeting earlier today that that you had mentioned like the whole concept of like mothering your team, and yeah, I've been like introducing all of these new policies around like, okay, what happens if someone's not giving us feedback, or what happens if we don't hear back about such and such, or we don't get their logins or whatever. And basically, basically I like told them about the concept of like mothering your team. And then I'm also like, I think we've been like kind of mothering our clients, and I want to not be doing that because we're like trying to be way too chill about everything, and really there just needs to be a policy that we can look at and be like, okay, when this happens, then this happens, and nobody has to wonder, nobody has to like use their judgment, and if there's like a really extreme case, then we of course we can use our judgment, but yeah, I mean, like 9 times out of 10 it's gonna be, we can just go with the policy. And yeah, people can just know what to do and feel assured in that, and know that I'm going to back them up on that too.
Because it's in the policy. So you can make less decisions as a CEO too, and you can trust your team to make decisions because you set that up ahead of time. So good. Okay, I have two more questions. Well, technically three. Number one, how has your calendar changed since you've joined the program?
Yeah, I think my calendar has been, yeah, in some ways, I think it has been more about, I've been able to be more intentional about it, I think, and that I've been able to really just keep things to a structure where I have space to work, and I'm not like having to like get on and off calls all day, which is really important to me. I need some of that, like those long blocks of time where I can just focus on something. And yeah, I think I do feel a certain amount of more freedom too. Like I was able to take off for a few days. I went to Santa Cruz to referee a roller derby tournament.
Wow.
And so, I was gone for I was out of office for close to a week, I think. And I was just like, I got accepted to this. I'm just gonna go. And I think I found out like I got accepted like maybe a month in advance or something. And but yeah, I was just like not even worried about it. I didn't check my email and yeah, I got back and everything was fine. I didn't feel like I was playing catch up for days and days after getting back. Yeah, it's just it feels more manageable for sure.
Yeah, so good. As okay, my other question is, as a parent of a young child too, like a toddler, I'm pretty sure, right? A toddler.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he just turned three about a week ago.
Yeah, as a parent of a 3-year-old and as someone who, has ADHD, has a whole business, also is married, right? Like has a partner. What would you say to other people who are just in your situation, like who are busy, have kids, have a whole life that they have to take care of, they have responsibilities outside of their business, and they have a whole business to run? What would you say to them when it comes to managing joining a program like this and managing doing the work inside the program to make their life better and easier?
Yeah, I feel like whatever system you have in place to like govern your time, you just gotta lean on that really hard. I've actually been in the practice of using my Google Calendar because I have multiple Google Calendars. I put everything on there. I got my partner onto Google Calendar and oh my gosh, he resisted it. But I was just like, I need to know what you're doing so that I know what I can be doing. And so yeah, just like putting that time on my calendar as like, okay, this is going to be sacred space for working on my business, I feel like has been really instrumental for that. And yeah, I think just boundaries are everything, especially when you've got family and you've got things that you care about outside of your work, is that you've gotta be decide that, okay, this is when I'm gonna close my laptop and walk away, and this is what I'm gonna be on my laptop and actually taking care of things. But yeah, just knowing what's okay for you and not letting all of that, all your clients and all your worries like creep in and bloat out the schedule.
I'm glad you said that, because what I was gonna say was, a few months ago when you first joined, like that was harder to do. It's harder to have boundaries and systems when you have clients that are running up your time, you're trying to get projects done, and also you're stressed about profit, you're stressed about making the money that you need to make, so then you people please your clients. It's so much harder to stick to those boundaries and systems and walk away from your computer when you're stressed about those things. So when you actually worked on the, I noticed with you, like when you worked on those things, and I've been seeing this with all the clients that I interview, I'm like, oh, you all just sound like such CEOs. And I just love it. Because when you worked on those things, when you worked on your team, you worked on your offer, you worked on your client delivery, your systems, the way you manage your calendar, when you worked on those things, now you're like, yeah, you like, I got to be able to walk away from work. And you are able to because you're not as stressed out at work. And it's just a game changer. It's so beautiful to hear you say that. I'm really so proud of you. And yeah, I just can't say enough good things about Sarah. Okay, last question would be, for someone considering joining Million Dollar CEO, what would you say to them?
I would say, oh, what would I say? I think I would say that this is the work that maybe you don't need to know that you this is the work that maybe you don't know you need to be doing yet, but you
Yes.
do.
Wow, yes, that is so true. Oh, that is so true. That is so true.
Because yeah, it's really yeah, particularly I feel like especially in like creative and marketing, there's just, there's that constant kind of like feast or famine roller coaster that we are so frequently on. And yeah, it's very much, oh, I have too much work, I'm freaking out. Oh, I don't have any work, I'm freaking out. And like, we can't, it's just not a sustainable way to live. And yeah, and I think a lot of just standardizing how I do things is like, that's gonna be what like makes those peaks and valleys into like nice rolling hills that I can actually emotionally cope with.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So good. Wait, Sarah, before you leave, I almost forgot to ask a major thing. And I just paused the recording like to make sure that we could talk about this because it just hit me. I almost didn't ask about back when you were really wanting to focus on sales. And like you're like, I gotta focus on that because obviously you needed money, you had low profit, but you also had a high mandatory debt payment that you were repaying back. And you were like, listen, like I gotta be able to pay that. It's literally mandatory. Like I have to be able to pay this. And you just told me when I asked you, like, how is that going? You said, oh, I'm 1 to 2 payments away from it being gone. That was in Q3, Q4 of last year. And I am just like, this is why that now it gives a little more context as to why I cried at the progress report, y'all, because I was like just so happy. Can you share whatever you're willing to share about that? Because it's just a lot of people that I've been talking to are in a similar situation. I think it would really resonate with a lot of people where you're just in that survival mode. Like you're in the survival mode of, at the end of the day, things got to get paid, and I'll take whatever client I need to. I'll do whatever they tell me to do. I'll charge them whatever they want me to charge them just to survive because I got a kid. I have, a partner. Like I've got things to take care of. So can you speak to that? Because that would really resonate.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so yeah, I did have to take on some debt. 'Cause yeah, my partner was unemployed for like the first 6 months of last year. 'Cause yeah, he's in marketing too, and there's a certain amount of volatility in our world. But he's yeah, especially in like the big agency world, which is where he works. But yeah, and yeah, I don't bring in enough income to fully support our family on my own. So yeah, I got to where, I made it a few months, and then I was like, I need to take on some debt, or it's not gonna happen. And then yeah, and then there was like the stress of having to start paying that off, which, fortunately, he's working now. But I was like auto debited from my account every month, and I knew that like there would be consequences if they weren't able to take their payments. So yeah, that was just a really huge a huge source of stress as far as just like I need to make more money, I need to get more clients, et cetera, et cetera. And yeah, you talk about that place of like I'll do whatever this client wants, and that's yeah, like Q1 of 2023, that was very much where I was at. Like things felt kind of slow anyway, and then yeah, there was just this financial strain for my family on top of it, and yeah, I was very much in the space of just like I was just like, oh, I bet I can do that. I can bet I can do this random thing on like your Squarespace site, and don't tell anybody because I don't really market for that. But yeah, it's not a fun place to be. But it is. But yeah, it is actually. I actually only realized a few days ago that I was like that close to paying off that debt because my partner is like, he's like, I applied for this other job and it's not in marketing and it might be a pay cut. And then I looked and like, oh, I only have one payment left. So that's not that big of a deal if you're making less money.
Oh my goodness. I love that also you weren't even thinking about it when before it was like the whole, like that was the number one thing you were thinking about. And then this is why, like, I just did an episode with another client, Karanda, who we were talking about this. This is why the power of not just band-aiding the problem and like selling your way out of the problem with a cash injection and like getting a $10,000 website project, but instead solving the root issue of if you don't have recurring revenue, you're going to get into debt again. So let's actually solve the root issue, not only pay all your bills, pay yourself, but also pay the debt so that when the debt is done, you don't get into it again because you have all the, you still have recurring revenue. You have an offer that's enrolling new clients. Like, this is why I'm so big on that. And I have to say, like, I have to commend you because you took a beat to solve the root problem. And that's why you're here. And like, you're so much more peaceful. And your husband's able to take a job that he wants to take, but is lower pay. But who cares? Because you can do it. Like, that's what we do it for. That's really what we do it for. Thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate your transparency there and vulnerability. Tell people where they can find you.
Well, I'm at upsweptcreative.com. UPSWEPT, because somebody asked me to spell it the other day. And yeah, we're also on Instagram and Facebook under Upswept Creative, and LinkedIn too, if that's your jam. I'm also on there, and sometimes I'll drop little hot takes here and there. So
Love it. Thank you so much, Sarah. I really appreciate it. Make sure you go follow Sarah.
Thank you.